holiday highlight or lowlight. It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Hey!
Happy New Year,
Happy
everybody.
New Year.
You can call, you can text the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. What happened to you? Because, look, for our holidays, highlights and lowlights. Highlight, all four of my absolute best friends in the whole wide world that live all over the country. We're home for the holidays. There's 10 kids between the four of them. Got to see each one of them over break, which was fantastic. Even my best friend in Boston, that's always a plus. But the low light?
What was your low light?
How many people in your family got sick with something? And I, for the first time ever, am pretty sure I got food poisoning.
Oh!
Radar.
No! So well, how long ago was this? Because it's, contagious. I'm such a germ phobe about that.
This was last week, Friday.
Okay.
So it's been almost a week. But one of those get-togethers with friends, went to a new restaurant. I'm telling you, I think it was the Caprese salad is all it was.
Oh,
but the next 24, 36 hours were rough.
That was rough.
They were rough. So now I can understand
why
Radar looks at dates on things on food and doesn't even want to chance it.
Right.
Oh, I went through the fridge when I finally started to feel better.
See.
Because I was like, this is, nope, I'm not.
Too close.
Experience this again.
You've come over
this
to the dark side.
This is not happening.
Yeah.
What was your highlight or low light from the holiday?
High, low actually involved Christmas. We were a little bit low, my wife Jess and I, because we're like, oh my gosh. This is the first time, the first Christmas morning since 1998 that children will not wake up in our house. We were the only ones in the house.
There you go.
For the first time since 98, we're like, this is so weird. Because all my kids, Noah, Lexi, and Haley, have their own apartments. And I'm like, they're all going to go home on Christmas Eve after we're with my in-laws, you know, my wife's side of the family. They see grandma and grandpa and their aunts and uncles. They all go home to their apartments. And I'm like, this is so weird.
How was that for Jess?
This is so weird. She was actually loving it. I thought it would kind of hit her.
She'd be a little weepy.
Like it would hit me, but I'm the sentimental one. I'm like, oh yeah, but remember back in the day and this and that. And
Christmas morning.
You know, we'd put cookies out for Santa. Of course, the kids haven't done that in a long time because, you know, they're sleeping in. I was the one putting cookies out for Santa. But yeah, it was so weird. And yeah, Christmas morning, you wake up and you're like, there's nobody here to wake up and open presents. What time are y'all coming over? And then, you know, they're all sleeping in. We're going to be over at 11. All right. Got the casserole, the breakfast casserole ready.
Different.
I got my coffee. I got everything done in the morning. Yeah, it's
compared
totally
to when they were little and they're up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Santa's here.
But it was a high because all the kids came over and their significant others went with their families. So we just had, you know, our kids. It's pretty fun the rest of the day. The low light was my wife getting sick. Yeah, she had a nasty sore throat. Just felt... Oh, just wanted to sleep all day, all the way through like Sunday. And I'm like, this is not fun.
Well, they always say it's going around. We had one side of the family. Christmas had to be pushed back by 2 days because people were sick. And then for my in-laws, we haven't even done Christmas yet with that side of the family.
Oh, wow. You got more Christmases
coming. Because
people
kept getting sick.
You got four Christmases.
We rescheduled that twice. Now we're trying to do it tomorrow, which will be the third time rescheduling it because of people not feeling well. That stuff is going around. Can we talk about another highlight, though, that happened with Radar that he hasn't even mentioned yet?
What was the...
Can we talk about what's going on with your face? Are you growing a beard?
I just kind of let that thing go for the holiday.
You guys, we got to take a picture, put this on social. I'm looking at you since we got here this morning.
Yeah, it's a little gray and stuff.
It looks great.
Okay, this is like the first time.
You know the New York Jets coach? He's got that gray
beard. Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah.
That silver beard. It looks sharp. I think you should keep this.
Should I? I was asking my wife, and she goes, I kind of like it. I mean, if you want to keep it,
I go, like the
beard. I don't know. And I said, this is like the first time in my life where it actually is coming in like pretty solid all over it. Like, I don't have like a little spot here and a spot there.
You're finally old enough, Radar.
I've made it out of puberty.